for thousands of years, humans have lusted after gold. According to Greek myths, the Trojan War broke out over an apple made of gold. The Spanish conquistadors plundered the Americas searching for God and glory and gold. And what do you think is buried in Fort Knox? But dramatic changes are sweeping the world, and gold is losing its luster. Gold prices have plunged to the lowest level in decades, and countries are selling off their gold reserves. Until recently, the people of northern Nevada boasted that their region was the second biggest gold producer in the world. But the mines there have laid off almost one-third of their workers in recent months. Lori Bowman reports for the Humboldt Sun in the town of Winnemucca, Nevada. She's been covering the impact of the layoffs.
And the most obvious thing that you're going to see here truly is you're going to see a lot of houses for sale and a lot of homes for rent. We're used to an economy where we had, if you wanted to rent a home here, you came in and you got on a waiting list and you could wait months for a rental to happen. Houses used to sell here very frequently the day they were listed.
Wow.
Now you're looking at for sale signs on nearly every corner in some neighborhoods. Another big effect is when you go into fast food restaurants and places like that, you're seeing a lot fewer kids working there, and now we're seeing more adult fast food clerks, more adult retail store clerks, things like that used to be largely teenager-type jobs.
Gee, because the miners are taking the jobs that their kids used to have.
That's exactly the size of it.
Can you somehow see what's happening to the hearts and the spirits of the people in the community now that this gold, which built a community, is becoming much less valuable?
Where we're at is we would desperately like to have another place to go with our economy, and we don't see much hope of that happening in the short term. Nobody knows where the next layoff is going to come, who's going to shut down next, but we haven't seen the depths that we're going to see within the next few weeks.
Lori, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lori Bowman reports for the Humboldt Sun in Winnemucca, Nevada. Back in 1980, an ounce of gold cost almost $900. Today, it's worth one-third as much. The way things are going in the world economy, you might have to toss out some everyday expressions soon. I mean, it's not going to be very reassuring anymore to say, my word is as good as gold. Michael Bordo has written widely on the history of gold. He's an economics professor at Rutgers University. And Bordo says gold took on an almost mythical importance, partly because it's beautiful, partly because it's traditionally been difficult and dangerous to mine, and partly because gold has important uses in science and industry. But as Bordo says, gold was never the only thing that could be used like cash.
In different societies, they use different commodities, okay? And in fact, if you go back in time, silver was used more than gold because gold is so expensive. And it was something that only extremely rich people could get their hands on. And so if you go back in time, you'll see that in the Middle Ages, for example, most monies were silver, and gold was only used for sort of very high-value transactions. And in fact, the kind of monetary systems that we had going back into ancient times were called bimetallic, which means they used both gold and silver. Okay, but what happened was that about 150 years ago, almost an accident of history, England demonetized its silver and became a pure gold standard.
Basically said, we don't care about silver anymore. We're just going to hold gold.
We're going to hold gold. There are lots of reasons for this, and it's still debated why they did it, but this was a fact. This happened in around 1820. Okay, so now England was the dominant commercial country in the 19th century, and other countries that had been on silver or bimetallism began to think that maybe they should go on the gold standard too. And so the world gradually shifted in the 19th century to a gold standard, which meant that gold was used as money, and it was used as the basis of banking systems and payment systems where you had paper money that was exchangeable into gold. But we were on a gold standard, which meant that every single country in the world, or not every single, but a large number of countries, between the period 1880 and 1914, based their monetary systems on gold.
And I guess it was basically, what, just a big agreement that, look, your currency, your paper money might rise and fall in value. Mine might rise and fall in value, but we can all agree that gold will endure and we'll all agree on what it's worth.
Exactly. And in fact, if every country has gold as the basis of its currency, and if they all, in a sense, value their currencies in terms of a fixed value of gold, that's what the gold standard is all about. So we were on a fixed exchange rate, and we were on a system, a world system, where there was a stable basis for what we call money supplies around the world. And in turn, this meant that prices of goods and services were pretty stable.
So I take it that in the 1970s, the United States and other countries formally severed the link between the value of their currencies and gold.
Correct.
But still, all these countries pretty much have continued to store gold bullion, you know, in places like Fort Knox.
Correct.
Suddenly, though, over the last couple of years, we see countries starting to sell off their gold supplies. Britain saying it's going to sell off half its gold.
Right.
Australia, Belgium, the Netherlands.
Switzerland,
which was
a big player.
In fact, I just read a columnist in the New York Times said when Switzerland says it's going to sell gold, it's like Rome defecting from the Vatican and going Protestant. What's happening?
Well, what's happening is a gradual realization that gold is not a good asset to hold in a portfolio.
Why?
Gold does not earn interest by itself, and other assets like treasury bills earn interest. And so by holding gold in your portfolio, either you're a central bank and you hold a portfolio, or you're a dentist or a doctor or somebody that used to like to hold gold, you're losing money.
In fact, okay? because not only are you not making interest, you got to pay somebody to guard this stuff.
Exactly. And so the question is, well, why did they hold on to it so long? And one reason is because we had a period of high inflation in the 1970s and early 80s, when gold was called a good inflation hedge. In other words, when prices of goods and services are rising, okay, gold then, in a sense, counteracts that. I mean, the value of gold increases. And so gold was something that was good to have in your portfolios. Well, now here we are in the 90s, in a trend that started in the 80s, where all the central banks of all the major countries around the world have been dedicated to reducing inflation, and they have been successful in doing so. And so the rate of inflation has dropped to extremely low levels, levels that we haven't seen since the 1950s. And so then the question arises, well, we don't really need gold anymore. I mean, we don't need gold as a way of protecting our currencies, and furthermore, it's a bad investment.
So you're suggesting a couple things, basically. For the first time in modern history, really, people all around the world, leaders of nations, are truly confident that there is not going to be runaway inflation again in the world's economy.
That's correct, although they are confident that the central banks, who are the institutions that control the value of money, that they know how to prevent runaway inflation.
So what now is replacing gold as the thing that everybody can trust is valuable? It's a dollar bill?
Yep.
Is this replacing gold?
It's replacing gold. What's behind the dollar bill is a commitment by the U.S. government to follow stable monetary policies and stable fiscal policies. That is what is backing the dollar.
So maybe in a few years we'll all be able to go inside Fort Knox and it'll be an empty museum.
I would think that'll happen. I'm not going to forecast that for the near future. I think the United States is going to hold on to its gold a lot longer than some other countries. But I think that that will happen. Yes.
Michael Bordo, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome.
Michael Bordo is a history of economics professor at Rutgers University.